You're listening to Sheffield's Rank Good Podcast.
Hello, Sheffield. Welcome along to the first episode of the Rate Good podcast, your brand new daily Sheffield catch-up. Now, every single day, we're going to bring you the latest and biggest local stories, what's happening across the Steel City, community heroes, great events, sports, entertainment, and plenty of reasons to be proud of the Steel City. Whether you're listening with a brew or walking dog or driving car, thanks for joining us. Let's get straight into it. It's been another massive week for Sheffield. The city's been welcoming thousands of visitors from across the globe as Sheffield Dockfest has once again transformed the city into the documentary capital of the world. From filmmakers to celebrities and world premieres, it's been another incredible showcase for Sheffield, including as well the premiere of the Heaven 17 documentary. Talking of putting Sheffield on the map, of course, the Pride Lion Trail is now in full swing, which is very, very exciting. It's one of now Europe's biggest attractions across the whole of South Yorkshire. 150 Pride Lions, just brilliant for Sheffield Children's Hospital. Football fans also have plenty to be excited about too. Sheffield Wednesday have recorded the highest ever season ticket sales following the club's change of ownership, with optimism returning to Hillsborough of improvements continue around the stadium ahead of the new season. And staying with sport, plans are moving forward for a new National England Performance Centre, Boxing Performance Centre, right here in Sheffield, reinforcing the city's reputation as one of Britain's sporting capitals. Our city centre continues to evolve. In shopping, Superdry is preparing to open a brand new flagship store on Pinson Street as part of the Heart of the City regeneration. Well, huge redevelopment plans around Moorfoot could bring hundreds of new homes into Sheffield as we continue to develop and invest into the city centres. Meanwhile, this is brilliant, this. At Meadow Hall, shopping has gone into future with the launch of an AI-powered suite, right, that gives you personalised fashion advice straight to your phone, whether you trust AI or not, to tell you if you're looking good or if you look a bit fat in that dress. You can get down to Meadow Hall and try it out. And of course, there's been emotional moments this week as well. Communities across Sheffield came together to remember Shanice Brooks, with hundreds gathering for a moving tribute and thousands of pounds raised to support her family. It's just another reminder of how Sheffield stands together during difficult times. And here's something to make you smile. It's back for 2027. Sheffield Cathedral has launched its Strike a Pause competition to find stars of its next new dog calendar. Could you imagine your pooch as Mr. or Mrs. June next year? But if you think your four-legged friend thinks you're ready for fame, now might be just the chance for the big break. Details on our socials at Sheffield Essentials, Sheffield Radio Essentials. Looking back and looking, sorry, ahead over the next few days. Today in Sheffield, Sunday, 14th of June 2026, you can explore Mid-Century Market at the Steamworks in Highfield, having a go at the city treasure hunts by stained glass workshops, art classes or mindfulness sessions, and families can enjoy plenty of creative activities across the region. And then, of course, all eyes turn into Wednesday as England kick off their FIFA World Cup campaign against Croatia, with fan zones and screenings taking place across Sheffield. The atmosphere is expected to be fantastic. And next weekend, so excited about this, do not miss Sheffield's first ever Crazy Races Soapbox Derby. Now, homemade carts, fancy dress, live entertainment, and thousands of spectators are expected for what could become one of the biggest city's annual events. And finally, here's a reminder of why we all love Sheffield. It's once again been recognised as one of the happiest places to live in the UK. Whether it's the green spaces, the people, the sport, simply the famous Yorkshire spirit, there's just nowhere quite like it. And that's exactly what this podcast is all about, celebrating Sheffield, sharing the stories that matter and giving local people a voice every single day. If you've enjoyed today's first episode, make sure you follow the Rate Good podcast, tell your friends and family, and if you've got a great local story or event that we should feature, you can WhatsApp us on 0114 321 3131. That's 0114 321 3131. Listen out on Sheffield and South Yorkshire's Radio Essentials, and we'll be back tomorrow with another quick update from across the Steel City. Until then, have a Rate Good Sunday, Sheffield. Thanks for listening.